Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and yes, you should switch whatever you listen to down and listen up. I'm your host, Curtis Two Character Thousand, here with the co-host, yeah, Rick, just the Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox, Dan Thomas, no NCAA?
Yo.
No NCAA fan?
Yeah, what is like the last 18 for?
Can you wait until like the Final Four?
Yeah, Elite Eight.
You are not excited, no way, no fashion about the beginning of the tournament.
No. That's it.
That's a damn shame, man. Like, I get up for this.
It's too diluted. I mean, it's too much.
Do explain. First of all, shout out to my new homie, the Netty Boo.
Boo.
Oh. Yeah, shout out to her. She likes the show, hope she listens, so. That's to you, boo-boo. Go ahead. And your explanation, sir?
So, say it's North Iowa State versus Kentucky. And we all know the caliber of players is on Kentucky. But North Iowa State win. And they going through the tournament. But ain't nobody on their squad going to the NBA. But everybody on Kentucky going to the NBA. So I don't want to see them just playing just for college because.
But they got.
Yeah, but I want to see them play to beat LeBron.
Oh, man. Dude.
And
look.
That's the only way I look at college is to project how they're going to do in the pros. So I only want to see the best is going to the pros. You're not going to. That's just me, though.
Yeah, that sucks to be you. That sucks to be you.
It's more exciting, man.
Yeah, you missed it all
the action. They're playing for the love of the game, not for money. So it's different.
I think smaller schools are players for the upset, for the glory. Let's take the school like Thursday's game. We had the upset. UAB beat Northern Iowa. 60. That's right. Look at the score, though. Look at the score. 60-59. You would watch that game, dude. Like UAB was ranked number 14. Iowa State, not Northern Iowa, I'm sorry. Iowa State, Fred Hoiberg coached the team, by the way, had a chance to beat them in the last few seconds. Like, you don't get into these last few seconds.
I mean, if you was to just clip it on, yeah, I'm going to be interested to see who's going to hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to watch that whole game because that's number three ranked against 14.
Yeah.
Who do you think going to win?
You don't know.
Number three, though, won.
Number three lost. Sorry, number three won.
Exactly.
No, number three lost. That's what I'm talking about. 14 beat number three. Tore up my whole bracket almost. I had Iowa State going to the Final Four. So that's my interest.
So name two people on UAB.
I don't know anybody. on any of these teams, really.
Think anybody's coming out from UAB?
The NBA? D-League? Maybe.
We going to come through my crib and drink some beers and eat chips and eat sandwiches and watch the D-League?
No.
But the D-League better than college. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah, it's just not for you. I hear you.
But I understand everybody else like it. I'm not waiting on nobody else to raise.
I'm not going to say that somebody from UAC is not going to make it to
I hope they do.
Would you say somebody from Iowa State is going to make it to the NBA just because they rank number three?
Probably. More than likely because of the publicity.
Yep.
They're going to get.
Yep.
And that's what really can change the way players do get noticed coming out into the NBA. I know that's a big deal. It's just there's too many teams and too many players.
All right.
Well, I'll wait until it gets down to like around the NBA type thing, 32. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so before we really get into the scores and the knockouts, the NBA and the NCAA are trying to come up with this new rule where students, when they leave college for the draft, they're not eligible and they lose their scholarship, right?
If you make yourself eligible
for the draft, you lose your scholarship.
Right.
Now, you've been there for a year.
Right.
In your mind,
you
think you can go.
That's why you got parents. That's why you got coaches. That's why you – it's all of that. Like, they supposed to inform you, like, you got to listen to analysts.
So if the analysts don't mention your name,
it's probably not a good idea.
You come out.
Right.
So the new rule is the NBA teams are going to give invites, which will help you to realize if you're going to make it or not. Like if you get invited, then okay, I'm going to enter the draft. But if I don't get invited, I'm not going to enter the draft on a hope and a prayer.
Now, see, it might be one of those. See, that's kind of messed up, too. But it does help the picking of the players.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it could be a small town school like a
UAB.
Or anybody that does have a star, he just has to know he just couldn't get to one of those big schools.
Right, right.
He doesn't get invited.
Exactly. So now what? So now he has to stay in school. I would stay in school. So I'm a big
and you want to do it? That's the right to do it.
All right.
That is football.
Why?
That happened with Maurice Claret.
Yep.
I was on Maurice Claret's side.
Yep.
He tried to come out because he went to college early. So after his first year in college, he was like 18, finna be 19. And when he had 17, finna be 18. But he had 18-year-old running back. Finna be like the number 5, 6, 7 pick in the draft. Your body is not developed enough to go against Ray Lewis.
Right, exactly.
Running like a head on, like.
It could be like that. It could be like that for basketball, too. Like, your body is just not ready.
No, in basketball, because it's more, you can use your agility. See, in football, you're going to get hit. Basketball, you can avoid big hits.
Not if you're trying to make a name for yourself.
I mean, if it's not necessarily.
And that's why everybody's shooting jumpers now.
I mean.
Everybody want to shoot a jumper. That's why they're pushing the three-point line back. Well, they try to push the three-point line back when they're coming out of NCAA now.
Well.
And they want to institute a shot clock.
It's easier to transfer over to the NBA than it is to. Just because, like.
I could agree with that.
You could be a. No matter what player, what position you play on in the NFL, you're going to get hit.
Yep.
I won't do it if you're 18.
Unless you're a kicker.
And then you still can get hit.
Barely. But yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, they not ready. But yeah, in basketball, college, 1 year, straight out of high school, it's going to dilute some of the stuff because now you're going to have to deal with younger type attitudes.
Yep. True. So you talking about football?
Basketball.
Dude, it's egotistical, man. Like Kentucky's team.
A 19-year-old getting $40 million. 18-year-old. You think you got a bad one at 22. 21, you seeing DUIs at
They just got to get that out of their system, and they're young, and they got a mature one.
You adding an extra 3-4 more years on that.
Yeah.
So
you are.
You're going to have to deal with, like, some other stuff.
Yeah. But that's, again,
a lot of more dumb things, off in the street type thing.
Again, you said you got mentors and advisors for that.
There's going to have to be a little more now, like caseworkers and
caseworkers.
Like some type of.
You're going to be the rock, dude.
Junior league.
Like everybody coming out of Kentucky,
that's
pretty much,
league.
Right?
Like a junior. Like, I don't know, like, they, like, how the, like, the rookie class come in. But, like, if you're doing it like that, y'all got to go through, like, some NBA training, too. Like, just not saying, you can be on the team, but you're not going to be.
What?
It's like you got to do some in-class type.
It should be that way. But that's not going to necessarily deter you from screwing up out there in the street.
I'm saying, but it's like gonna help you more because you really not ready now. If you think a 21-year-old not
ready
to really take care of himself with millions and millions of dollars,
yeah.
An 8-year-old, so you gotta be like a mama or something gotta come with them or like some type of legal guardian or something that can like a supervised NBA tutor. Like you know what I'm saying? Something that's designated for you because you're in this program where you're under the 21.
Okay, so you come out early, like your first year out of any school, and you're a top draft pick, top 10. You get to the league, get your rookie contract, which is what, 4 years?
Yeah.
About, do you make a million?
Yeah.
Okay, so 4 years what?
I mean, like, I think Rose was, like 20, 18, I think.
Okay, 4 years, $20 million. So you get $5 million a year. For three, well, you get $5 million a year for like 3 years, probably, because they might give you an extension. They might give you an extension in your fourth year. So you come out, you're making $5 million a year. What would you do? Just you.
As far as what?
Like, how would you act? Like you.
How would I act?
Yeah, $5 million a year. You just came out of college. Top guy.
College.
High school. Well, I ain't no more high school. All
right, okay, college. So, first year of college. So
yeah, you
got to
go a year. Yeah, you like 20, and you $5 million richer than you were a year ago.
I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, what would you do?
Well, you know me, I'm going to party, at least that first couple. You going to do what most people do.
Now you got a mentor. Now, they didn't assign you a mentor.
Now, they
not going to kind of follow you around.
They're not going to let you do that. We're going to be put this up.
All right, so are you going to listen? Like, because you can't get locked up.
I'm going to say,
for not listening.
My money, yeah, you help me, but I want a chunk now because.
Are you going to let them control your money? Somebody control an 18, 20, 21-year-old's money when they first come in the league.
If they're not going to abuse the power of doing it, yes. If you think it like just how any agent, some might not, like, no. Don't want
to
control your money.
I don't want nobody controlling my money when I make it to the league.
Your people?
I don't want my people controlling my money when I make it to the league.
That rate is $5
million. $5 million is a lot. $5 million is a lot. I'm doing great. But I think I'm going to, I don't think I want nobody messing with my money. Okay, so upset from Thursday's game. I'm not going to go through all the scores. We're just going to pretty much go through the upset. Talked about UAB. That was an upset. We also had let's see. It was pretty chalk for the first day. Everybody pretty much won that was supposed to win. UCLA, the new game club, 60-59. That's another game where you lose by 1 point. Butler knocked off number 11, Texas, 56-48. Now, games like that, I would always want to lose.
See, but Butler was wide as too. I forgot who came from Butler. But I can remember they had a couple players come from that.
Who? Gordon Hayward came from Butler?
Somebody else.
All right, that's what's up. and he is the star of the NBA. He is the star of the NBA, man. Gordon Hayward is the star of the Jazz.
Oh,
that's all
tight.
They get.
You tight. Don't
you gonna call him a bum?
What?
50-90 knocked off the dude. That was a 8-9.
You got playing 2K on a blacktop and saying, I'm going to go get Gordon Hayward.
I'm not going to pick him.
The last time he did something good was when he hit that shot off LeBron. That was the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
When was the last time you said the words, the name Gordon Hayward?
Today. I might have said it yesterday because we were playing the game.
You didn't have Utah.
Nah, I didn't have Utah. I thought about it. Thought about picking Utah. Wisconsin, which is number one, they defeated and run on. They knocked off, I don't even know who this is. That's the school they were supposed to knock off. I am looking at the CCAR. Okay, now you tell me who that is.
CCAR.
Yeah, who is that?
Central California. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. All right. Duke continues to roll. I'm disappointed with that. And I thought Robert Morris was the Chicago Robert Morris, but it's not. That's the Pennsylvania Robert Morris. But they made it. You know, it's still Robert Morris. But Duke knocked them out. Virginia, number two. Kansas did what they were supposed to do. Gonzaga, Oklahoma. It's pretty chalk so far. It's Friday day. Louisville, number four. Yeah. Everybody did what they were supposed to do. Maryland. Yep. Maryland knocked out Valpo. Northern Iowa did what they were supposed to do. West Virginia did what they were. Dayton, number 11, beat number 6, Providence. Okay, there we go. We got it up, Debbie. Who? Dayton West. Dayton? Well, I thought Dayton was the Davidson. There. Davidson, speaking of Davidson, they lost. They out of there. Iowa knocked him off. Wichita State, number 7, knocked off. Oh! Indiana. Georgia knocked off, lost to Michigan State. What do you think about Michigan State these days?
Football.
Just football?
Trey Wayne.
Not thinking about them as far as basketball anymore. They used to be a powerhouse.
Yeah, back in the day. What was doing, man?
Mateen Cleaves.
And then, the shoe, Sean Respert.
Sean Respert, yeah. Yeah. San Diego State. Number 8 against number 9 at St. John. I guess that was supposed to happen. Yeah. So today's game, you got UCLA and UAB. You give me a pick.
No, Bam Brothers ain't there no more.
What happened to them, dude?
They both
made it.
Weak.
Yeah. Like I think the Lopez brothers are.
Brooke and Robert.
I promise you they are.
I don't like Robert.
I don't like neither one really.
Slow. They both being stuck.
Then they tried to hype them, man, like, nah, I ain't with the Brooke brothers. But I was with the O'Bannon brothers. Kentucky is playing Cincinnati today. All right, who you got? UAB or UCLA?
UCLA.
I'm going, who you got?
UAB.
I'm going to continue with UAB, just for the hell of it. Kentucky, Cincinnati. This could be their doom. I'm going to stick with Kentucky, though.
Yeah, just they may like unbeatable.
35 and up.
That's
he number two this year over for the best player in the draft, period.
I think
Kentucky dude, somebody coming out.
Why
I don't
that
know
dude who was wearing the goggles, who was skinny, who was not telling everybody. Who he played for?
He talking about Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. So he didn't work out though.
But did he Embiid? He came out.
Yeah, he came out.
He got hurt.
Right. Okay. We'll see what he's gonna do this upcoming season.
Okay.
All right. Arizona and Ohio State. We got number 10 and number 2.
Arizona.
Yeah. I'll go Arizona.
They don't really have a squad. They got a
squad. That's it.
Ohio State? Yeah, Ohio State, they got one player, and that's it. But Arizona got a whole
four
team, man,
full of balls. Speaking of Arizona, man, have you seen Miles Simon lately? That dude don't look like he even played basketball. Like, he looked like an analyst, like a pure analyst. Like, that's what he was born to do. But remember when he played, who they played? Arizona beat. Who they beat when he was on the team? I forgot, man, but he played with a lot of intensity. And he looked like a hooper then, but now, you know, I look at him now doing this analyst stuff. Simon, you don't even look like you shot no ball, bro. Like, I could take you right now.
Oh, Allen!
Xavier and Georgia State. Yeah, they knocked off. Man, they knocked off somebody I had too. Let's go back to that. But yeah, I take Georgia State. I'm gonna go with these Cinderella teams that won when they won the
Super.
Yeah, I'm going with the underdog.
Underdog.
Always underdog.
That was our favorite cartoon back in the day.
It was Penelope Peach or whatever her name was. Penelope something. He wasn't fine,
though. It's always going to be one of them.
Yeah. And I love that. Like, if I played on one of these Cinderella teams, anybody on my team that ain't feeling like we can't beat a Kentucky or a Duke or a Michigan or whoever up there, or Arizona, I'm going to bust your head in the locker room. And you ain't got to worry about playing and losing. Because everybody on my squad, if we are underdogs, I will win it. We're going to go out here and beat these boys. Villanova, number one, and North Carolina State, number 8. Villanova, 33-2.
Dad, if I only pick the half seed.
No, pick who you want. I don't care.
I always like Villanova.
Yeah.
Kerry Kittle.
I never watched the game. I probably won't watch them. No? So you didn't come up in our age. Yeah. So you wasn't around when they were killing.
Oh, they know I didn't.
So you going to North Carolina State? All right. No harm in that. Georgetown, number 4. Utah, number 5.
Williamson.
With Corliss Williamson.
And they have one more person, a point guard, I can't remember.
You can't play it back. I hate this. But we can keep talking though. That's the good part. That's the good part. Notre Dame, number 3, and Butler.
Go Butler.
I don't understand
what the game was. That was a good game. That was pretty close, man. So I'm actually going to go, I'm going to go Notre Dame.
But I was watching, they
even with a ball.
They got
two deep and six. Notre Dame? Yeah, I'm going Notre Dame. If anybody going to beat Kentucky this year? So Kentucky, you got Kentucky winning it all?
Yeah, it's too deep, right?
And they got a whole NBA team.
So, basically, so, Tyler, you just, I like things coming out of high school, and I've been to all of that. I like them coming out of high school, you got the past first point guard, and a lot of those guys, too.
Right.
And I like the far end now, okay? I watch them go up there.
Right, right.
They got a lot of, they just deep.
Like the bitch is deep.
They
bitch. Yeah, I agree. But on any given day, something lucky happened. Like that last minute, shot, which I love.
I wouldn't want to see that happen. I want to see them go all the way.
I think they should go all the way. I really do, because nobody's ever really seen a team like Kentucky in a while. And they've been to lose to a team like you a Kentucky fan? Yeah, Kentucky? Anybody gonna beat Kentucky? Yeah, I don't see it either.
I don't
want to
see a
vicious
state.
They still in it.
Yeah. I don't think I ever watched. I watched them. They played against, I think, Kansas. Like it was like the first game. I watched the college.
Yeah.
I was just a little college. So who is y'all championship game?
Kentucky and I got Kentucky and Michigan State in one. I think I got Kentucky and Duke in another one.
To me, it's start heads to tail.
Yep. Those are two top picks, one and two.
Is it hard to pick between them two?
Nope.
Say no.
Jaleel, I guess he is more glorified.
Go to two. There you go to two.
Carvin Towns had game.
What was their sequence?
Top four.
Dirt and Whiskey Dude?
No, the Dirt and Whiskey Dude is, I think his name,
You know how it goes, Rick.
Yeah.
You know how it goes. Yeah. You don't know how it goes. You can find out through some of them if you want to get out there on the court.
He only got
to
come out of
retirement. Damn. Damn. What? 6 years? Oh, yeah, you got to get back out there, too.
I'm a basketball.
That's what you do.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. All right, well, we'll give you a pass. You football. But we can still we get out there on that football field, too. I still do that, too. But I won't have nothing to do with you because I
He knows about it.
Are you a snaz, TJ?
He knows about me.
Oh, look at y'all. Y'all done played football and I didn't even know.
Football.
What? Wait.
Oh, good.
You knew about this?
Oh, Facebook.
Man, next time y'all play football, y'all let me know. Y'all welcome. I'm out there. Y'all can hit me as hard as you want. I'm going to get right back up. 43 years old, I'll be hurt. But when I get up, I'll be running again. All right, y'all, we're going to cut this show off. Hope y'all tuned in. Hope you enjoyed it. We might have another one Monday, and we might have Wednesday. Depends on Rick, because Rick is a slouch when it comes to the weekday shows. He only want to talk about football, so we got to get some basketball in probably Monday or Wednesday. So, hey, so, yes, this is Sports Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to you, Miss Nettie Boo. I'm going to send you another message. And we out of here. Peace.
Peace.